Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 8th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share with joy today a perspective from God's Word that we hope will encourage you. That's why we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. I ask you to forgive my voice today. I'm fighting a bit of a cold the last several days, and you may detect it in my voice, but I'm overcoming by God's grace. Today's message is titled, In All These Things. The scripture text is Romans 8, verse 37.
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Yesterday we attended a funeral for our friend Grady Carter, whom we came to know when we served in an interim pastoral role in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania 2 years ago. Grady was a very colorful fella and an avid sportsman. Following one of his successful hunting trips, he gave us a huge venison pot roast that barely fit in our Dutch oven. Well, we still recall how tender the venison was and the flavorful juice that made tasty gravy for our mashed potatoes.
In recent years, Grady had studied eternal truths with much more seriousness, particularly as he fought cancer the last few months and the end was growing near. He was a gun collector with an extensive knowledge of firearms. One particular day, he was taking inventory of his collection, and he quickly rattled off the model numbers and data unique to that particular gun. His pastor was present and commented, "I'm really impressed with your knowledge about guns." Grady's response was, "I wish I knew as much about the scriptures as I do about guns." While I'm sure many of us could identify with Grady's honesty in admitting that our interests in this temporal world can override our interest in the spiritual world.
Pastor Higgins solemnly conducted the service yesterday and read with great meaning from several pertinent verses of Scripture from Romans chapter 8. Once again, these Scripture verses gripped our hearts and seemed especially appropriate for the occasion.
Let's examine a timeless truth from God's Word today. Paul is writing to the Roman believers about life through the Spirit in chapter 8. He considers the difficulties and weaknesses that believers experience in this life, but he also reminds us that God is working out everything for our good. We often quote Romans 8:28, that God works together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Paul begins to detail the adverse circumstances that a believer will likely endure, and then he suddenly comes to a crescendo in his thought. In all these things, he writes. This includes anything that can go wrong in life, most of which we have never experienced, but some which we have experienced.
Well, wondrously, however, in all these things, well, we are more than conquerors. This translates the single Greek word, hupernikomen, which can only be found here in the entire New Testament, and perhaps in Greek literature. It literally means we are hyper-overcomers or preeminently victorious. I found this description so edifying as I studied this text from the linguistic key to the Greek New Testament. Hupernikomen indicates that we are winning a most glorious victory.
This victory is, quote, through Him who loved us, end quote. God's amazing love is the very foundation of this victory, and Paul reveals the intensity of his sacrificial love in verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? End quote. Paul repeats the phrase, all things, three times in verses 28 to 37 for added emphasis. It's a reminder that there is no hardship we face, presently or in the future, that we can't conquer with the help of our loving God who gives us all things.
Well, hide this truth deep in your heart today, friends. You may have struggles in this life. We know some of you do as you listen. But God's eternal word declares that the ability to work through them has already been taken care of. If there's a crisis you face this hour, begin to personalize today's scripture by declaring aloud in faith,
I am more than a conqueror through Jesus who loves me.
Repeat it often so the troubling circumstances are no longer our primary thought, but God's word is. The crisis will ultimately surrender to the victory Jesus has for you in all these things.
Let's all pray together. And this is filled with scripture from Romans 8, which I'm sure many of you will identify. Father, spiritual blessings come from you in the midst of Satan's attacks. And because of this essential truth, we know that if you are for us, who can be against us? There is no formidable foe that cannot be conquered as the power of your Holy Spirit enables us to remain faithful and ever growing in our devotion to you. Remind us that as we share in your sufferings, we also share in your glory. In all areas of trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, and danger, we are more than conquerors through you who loves us abundantly. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers nor anything else in all of your creation will be able to separate us from your love that has been revealed to us through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We rejoice with our family of believers, and we thank you for the paths of abundance you lay out before us as we walk hand in hand with you, who helps us in all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. This is the message that we prepared for Tuesday, July 8th, 2008, sharing it from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We share that because we're delighted to hear that we have readers and listeners all over the world. Just the other day, a lady from Uganda shared that she listens to our message. Bless you today if you're hearing today's message. May you be encouraged. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and we do have several photos up. We have a photo up we took of Grady Carter, the man we referred to that passed away. We also have some music we suggest today, and for those of you that like puzzles, unrelated to our message today, but it's a puzzle that we have enjoyed taking, although neither one of us has been managed to finish it yet. But it's posted on the website today. It's a separate link that will open up a page with the puzzle on it. Again, I ask your pardon for my congestion today and my need to cough, which I've been able to restrain at least. Thank you for your prayers in that regard, and hopefully soon I'll be over this particular issue in life. I will overcome by God's grace. Stay faithful today, my dear friend, and be assured of God's great love for you.